Well, folks, we have traveled and we're into the town of Sonoma. And Sonoma is just a beautiful area. Coming down in through the valley this morning, you could see beautiful vineyards. And I have stopped here at Patson Hall. This is a brand new facility here in the town. And Ann Moses is sitting here with me. We are going to be tasting some great wines today. And we have the 2012 Hyde Vineyard Chardonnay on the table. Great to be with you, Ann. And the facility here is gorgeous.
We just moved in about over a year ago. What we did is we purchased a private home. And it has 16 acres total, 10 acres of vineyard. It's now being planted to mostly Pinot Noir and some Chardonnay. Each of the living spaces of this private home have turned into elements of our tasting salon. So we have a sit-down tasting that's more formal. We have a bar that's more casual. And then we have a beautiful patio to enjoy the vines of Sonoma Valley and the Mayacamas Mountain Range.
It is just a gorgeous spot, and I've always loved this town. This is the gateway to Sonoma Valley, and we're going to be talking about Hyde Vineyard here first. Chardonnay is something that's very special and one of the two varietals that you work with. Hyde Vineyard in 2012, a great year for Chardonnay.
Absolutely. We started Patson Hall in 1988 making Chardonnay. So we've been working with Larry Hyde since 1990. Since then, we were making not only Chardonnay from Hyde Vineyard, but also Hyde Pinot Noir starting in 1996. Hyde Vineyard is known for some heirloom clones of California. One in particular that we love and Larry Hyde has been working very hard to cultivate is the Wente clone of Chardonnay. This is primarily the blend of our Hyde Chardonnay. It's a concentrated flavor with lots of citrus, mineral elements. What we love about the Hyde Vineyard Chardonnay, it's got this very bright acidity.
And indeed, it is great with food, too. And we will have some food here on the table shortly. And when you talk about Chardonnays, there are some distinct areas for Chardonnay, and this is one of them.
Absolutely. Carneros, both on the Sonoma and the Napa side, Sonoma Valley, Russian River, of course, and the Sonoma coast, and Mendocino.
And, you know, it's very interesting because the nuances that you get from each of these are so different, and it really lends to your concept here. And this is going to be great with the dish that just came to the table. And you're not hungry. Are you?
I am actually very starving.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great food and great wine here with Hyde Chardonnay from Patson Hall 2012. Well, folks, we have traveled and we are in the beautiful city of Seattle and we're right on the water here. We are staying at the Inn at the Market and Bill Munn is sitting here with me and you're almost there with a champagne name there, sir. We have some great food here at Cafe Campagna and let's get a little bit of the background history. There used to be a couple of these here located right here close to the water.
Absolutely. The original Campagna opened up about 30 years ago. It was up on Capitol Hill, opened up there for about a year, and then moved down to the Market. Originally, it was one of the more fine dining French restaurants in the city. There was Campagna, Le Gourmand in Ballard, and Rover's, and those were like the big three fine dining French restaurants. The cafe opened about 21 years ago as sort of an answer to a more approachable version of the upstairs restaurant, and it quickly became the more popular of the two. Originally, it was just some charcuterie out front, a little rotisserie, and then some small bites, but the space expanded and became what it is today, which is one of the classic French cafe bistros in the city. Campagna upstairs did close about 4 or 5 years ago, but the cafe still goes strong.
I understood that it was a very, very small place, and so there was a need for a second version here so people could enjoy this cuisine. And the cuisine is beautiful. I was here last night and I had some great food. And we'll get right to that dish as it just came to the table. And we have two beautiful white wines to go with this dish. This is roasted half chicken. And that doesn't really give it justice. Tell us about this and you talk so I can eat some more of this chicken.
This is always a great sell for the guests. It's easy to tell somebody that it's one of the best half chickens that they're ever going to have and you believe it. It's simple. But it really sort of highlights the ability of a French bistro if they can nail the half chicken. It's just quality meat, roasted to perfection. The jus that we make from the pan drippings mixed with a nice veal stock. It creates this amazing rich jus that just sort of coats the whole dish. Some little potatoes and then the roasted shallots on the side, which are often overlooked, but for me, they're kind of like the secret hero of the dish. They're just sweet and savory all together, and they sort of complete that umami kind of thing with the dish. It's fantastic.
It really is. And I'm going to add in a red wine, some Pinot Noir with this would be also very nice. And we have some beautiful wines here. And this is a beautiful dish. The simplicity of it is great because the chicken itself, I used a little bit of the au jus with it, but I also had some bites just by itself because it was beautiful.
Yeah. It's definitely worth the wait. It can stand by itself or with the sauce. It's great.
We're going to move on now to another dish. Bill and I are very hungry here, and I noticed that you brought two orders of that chicken to the table. You're a wise man. Plenty of food for us. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, we have touched down in Seattle, and Have Wine, Will Travel is very excited to be back in Seattle. It's been a long time, and I am here at the Inn at the Market. Now, we will explain that further to you, folks, but we're looking at the beautiful bay here. Troy is with us here, folks, and he is going to tell us about the inn right here at the market, and what a great spot to be in. I don't have to do anything except walk up down the stairs, and restaurants, shops, everything is right here. It's kind of scary to walk up and down the street here. If you're not hungry, you will be shortly.
Correct. Yes, very much so. Well, welcome to the Inn. We're a 76-room hotel right here in Pike Place Market. Part of the charm of the hotel is the fact that no one knows it's here.
Yeah.
Inside of this beautiful little courtyard with the restaurants, the ivy, the brick, the fountain. So when guests stay with us, they feel like they have a little piece of Seattle, a little hidden gem.
And it's almost like having your own bungalow here right close to the water. And the market is right here. Really a fascinating place with all the different shops and food shops. A place that you could spend 2 or 3 days and really never cover the same ground.
That's correct. One of the things that's funny about this area is people think, oh, I just need a day or two. And they kind of go, we need to extend our stay because there's so much more we want to see, do, and eat here in Seattle.
You can spend weeks eating here in Seattle, and it really has become a mecca for food and wine, and really that's why I'm back. It's a great situation here.
Memorize right now, we have a partial water view, which is one of our favorite rooms here at the hotel. It's not like when you go to Hawaii and you can see a sliver of blue. This is a full-on, for the most part, water view overlooking the bay.
You told me that, and now that I'm in the room here, it's very interesting for me because there's nothing partial about this. There's actually a great deck sitting right outside of my window, and I have sat out there 2 or 3 times during the last 24 hours enjoying the view and enjoying Seattle and downtown by itself, and a lot of very friendly, happy people.
Very happy people here. We have a huge return guest factor. People love coming every year to celebrate the holidays with us, whether it's this time of the year or any time of the year.
Well, I'm going to be staying with you for a few nights, and I looked at the itinerary, and you have something special.
I do. Tonight, we're going to upgrade you to one of our one-bedroom suites. They are located on the upper floors, and you're going to have a beautiful area, living room, overlooking all the Pike Place Market, the water. You're going to see the ferries crossing over to the Olympics, and a master bedroom in the back.
It's absolutely beautiful here at the Inn, and we are also going to be enjoying Cafe Campagna later on. Folks, we'll have some great food and wine there. Wines are being delivered as we speak, and we are getting ready for a great few days here in Seattle. Troy, thank you very much. Let's give the website here for the hotel and also the phone number.
Local telephone number here is 206-443-3600, and our website address is www.inatthemarket.com.
Make some plans here. Probably not this holiday, but there's a lot of great time coming up. And one note to you folks, Seattle is one of the most beautiful places in the world in the summertime. Cheers.